Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. As I mentioned earlier, on Mother's Day, I cannot think of a better topic than love. Nearly 30 years ago, Keith Miller wrote a book entitled, Please Love Me. It told the story of a woman Keith met at a party and her lifelong struggle with betrayal and heartbreak. What the reader didn't know when they were reading that book is that another person's story was lurking between the lines. This person, too, was looking for love in all the wrong places and crying out for help. The person was the author, Keith Miller, a best-selling author of Christian books and a church renewal expert who traveled around the country telling others how to be Christian. The hunger to love and to be loved is no respecter of persons or reputations. Everyone wants to be loved. It may be the cry of a prostitute or a pastor, a teacher or a movie star, a CEO or a sports hero. Since Jesus understands that, he tells the disciples, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Love is an experience before it is an expression. So let me ask you, are you living as a loved child of God? To be loved is to be chosen. To be chosen is to be picked, selected, wanted, desired, adopted, claimed, singled out, set aside. The need to be chosen causes teenagers to try out for sports teams, politicians to seek election, employees to work for promotions. It's a good feeling to be chosen, and a raw feeling to be overlooked, to be passed by, done in, ignored, or to be neglected. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Those are Jesus' words from the Gospel of John in chapter 16. Jesus assures us that all are elected. All are chosen. Jesus' words assure us that you are wanted. So if you're sitting here in the sanctuary or in your home this morning feeling like you don't belong, that God is not interested in you, that you've been left out of the divine plan, my friends, you are wrong. Jesus is calling you. To be loved is to have a friend. Of course, we remember the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear. Jesus is not just a friend of the saints. Jesus is a friend of the sinners as well. To Judas, who was about to betray him. To Peter, who was about to deny him. To the other 10 who were about to desert him. Jesus said, I do not call you servants any longer. The servant does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friend. A friend is that unique person who asks, how are you? And then stays around long enough to hear the answer. A friend is that rare person who comes in when the rest of the world is going out. St. Augustine said, a friend is someone who knows everything about you and loves you anyway. Carole King wrote the words, but James Taylor took the song to the top of the charts. Jesus' sentiment is simply this, you've got a friend. The message isn't just in popular music, though. We sing it in church, too. You all know the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. God is love. God does love you. God can heal your wounded heart. My friends, love that has been experienced naturally becomes an expression. So Jesus says, this is my commandment. Love each other. When God commands us to love one another, he gives us the power to do it. To love is to treat others fairly. The golden rule is still golden. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. General Omar Bradley, from the ranks of World War II, once said, the world has achieved brilliance without wisdom and power without conscience. Ours is a world of nuclear giants and ethical infants. It's true. We see a new wave of racism and profiling sweeping across America as we struggle to find a just solution to illegal immigration. COVID has played a mean trick on all of us. A day doesn't go by when a story doesn't come across the news about an Asian American being attacked. The cultural and political divisions among Americans has destroyed our civility toward one another, diminishing healthy debate to high-value demonizing. What if we stayed right here, right now, and we started in this little corner of the world, of our world, and we really did try to do unto others as we would have others do unto us? Would it make any difference? To love is to forgive freely. Forgiveness is an empowerment form of giving. It does not change the past. It only opens the door to a better future. Forgiveness is setting a prisoner free and discovering the prisoner in you. To love is to become compassionate. On the surface, compassion seems easy. Compassion comes from two words, calm meaning with, and passion meaning suffering. Compassion is to suffer with another. It is not a feeling of detached pity, but the sharing of the pain. Author Henry Nouwen says it best, compassion requires us to be weak with the weak, vulnerable with the vulnerable, powerless with the powerless. The story goes that Abraham Lincoln was riding home from church one Sunday discussing the sermon he had just heard. The Reverend was well prepared, said Lincoln. He had a thoughtfully constructed sermon, but it lacked its most important ingredient. The preacher never asked us to do anything, much less do anything great. Today, my friends, I'm going to ask you to do something great. Forgive one another. Be compassionate towards one another. And as a chosen child of God, do what your mother would expect. Love one another. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.